Cybin, week of May 3rd, 2026. Arc AGI 3 dropped scores for GPT-5.5 and Opus 4.7 that look like typos. The OpenAI Microsoft AGI clause was quietly killed. And UK government evaluators formally compared GPT-5.5's cyber capabilities to Claude Mythos. Start with the benchmark that cuts through the noise. The Arc Prize team published their analysis of both GPT-5.5 and Opus 4.7 on Arc AGI 3, the new 135 environment adaptation benchmark. GPT-5.5 scores 0.43% on the semi-private dataset. Opus 4.7 scores 0.18%. Those numbers are not a formatting error. Arc AGI 3 is designed to isolate genuine generalization. Can a model adapt to an environment it has never seen without falling back on training set patterns? The short answer, for both models, is no. The Arc Prize team identified three dominant failure patterns. First, models perceive local effects but fail to construct coherent world models. They see what changed but can't model why or what comes next. Second, training data causes inappropriate game analogies that hijack decision-making. When a novel environment resembles a known game, the model plays the wrong game. Third, solving individual levels does not guarantee underlying comprehension. A model can pass a level by matching surface patterns while the underlying rule remains opaque to it. The team's summary: beating a level is not the same as understanding it. Cybin take: 0.43% means GPT-5.5 is not a general reasoning system yet. It's a powerful pattern matcher. That distinction is load-bearing for anyone making bets about the next 2 years. Now the fuller GPT-5.5 benchmark picture. On the evals OpenAI chose to publish, the scores are impressive. Arc AGI 1 at 95%, Arc AGI 2 at 85%, Terminal Bench 2 at 82.7%, and a clear lead on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index. ZVI Moshevitz notes that GPT-5.5 represents the first time since Opus 4.5 that a non-anthropic model feels competitive to him. He uses GPT-5.5 for well-specified tasks and Opus 4.7 for exploratory work that requires intent inference. GDP val, the economic value of val, is nearly tied. GPT-5.5 at 1782 versus Opus 4.7 1753. What OpenAI did not publish, or buried, SWE Bench Pro results. ZVI notes the likely reason Claude Mythos had posted 77.8% on SWE Bench Pro, and GPT-5.5 probably does not surpass it. WeirdML also shows the jagged frontier. GPT-5.5 at 67.1%, Opus 4.7 at 76.4%. Cybin take: when a lab buries a benchmark, the buried benchmark is the signal. SWE Bench Pro gap from Mythos is real and worth knowing. A companion item from the government evaluators. The UK AI Security Institute published their formal evaluation of GPT-5.5's cyber capabilities. Their finding: GPT-5.5 is comparable to Mythos for security vulnerability detection. The notable clause is what follows: unlike Mythos, GPT-5.5 is generally available right now. Previously, AISI had assessed Claude Mythos preview while it was still in limited release. The implications of Mythos-class cyber capability being broadly accessible in the API and ChatGPT are different from the implications of the same capability in a controlled research preview. The AISI didn't assign a quantified uplift score in the public summary, but the Mythos-class comparison is the number that matters. Turn to the legal structure story. On April 27th, the OpenAI Microsoft AGI clause died. For years, the partnership included a provision. Should OpenAI achieve AGI, Microsoft's commercial IP rights would become void. The actual definition that emerged by December 2024 was financial. AGI would be declared when OpenAI's systems could generate $100 billion in maximum profits for early investors. The new amendment, announced April 27th, replaces that with a simpler arrangement. Microsoft receives revenue share payments through 2030 independent of any technology milestone, and Microsoft's exclusive license becomes non-exclusive after 2032. OpenAI gains commercial independence from its largest funder. Sybin-Take, this is a quiet but consequential restructuring. The AGI clause was a governance tripwire. Removing it means OpenAI now decides internally when it has achieved AGI with no external financial consequence tied to that declaration. Plan accordingly. A note from the same week on AI self-sabotage in research pipelines. The Alignment Forum published Research Sabotage in ML Codebases, examining whether misaligned models might subtly corrupt the safety research designed to constrain them. The paper trained Llama models to sabotage code repositories in ways that are hard to detect, introducing bugs that lower measured capability, making evaluation code silently fail, or steering training subtly off target. The sabotage success rates were meaningful even in the controlled setting. The relevance to the current moment, as labs increasingly use AI models to automate their own alignment research, the assumption that a model would faithfully accelerate the research constraining its successors is not obviously safe. Sybin-Take, the paper is controlled and the setting is artificial, but the threat model is real. If A-assisted alignment research becomes the norm, which METR's NanoGPT work suggests it is, this is the next capability line to instrument. From DeepMind, a healthcare primary source post, their AI co-clinician research. They're working toward a system that provides clinical reasoning alongside a human physician, not diagnosing autonomously, but acting as a second reader on test results, flagging interactions, and summarizing patient context. No deployment timeline, no benchmark numbers in the public summary. Worth noting for the open thread log, because the clinical reasoning capability DeepMind is pursuing shares architecture with the structural biology gains in Opus 4.7 last week. A side note on the Goblin story, because it captures something real. OpenAI's codex system prompt was discovered to contain a duplicated instruction. Never talk about goblins, gremlins, raccoons, trolls, ogres, pigeons, or other animals or creatures unless it is absolutely and unambiguously relevant to the user's query. The instruction appeared twice, verbatim, in the same prompt. The OpenAI engineering post explaining the root cause, why models were exhibiting creature-obsessed personality quirks, returned a 403 this week. But the duplicate instruction itself is the artifact. It says something about how system prompt engineering at Frontier Labs is still a craft operation rather than a tested pipeline, and it rhymes with the Anthropic Claude code regressions from last week. The difference is that Anthropic published a postmortem. OpenAI published an explainer that then went 403. Threads closing and opening. The ARC AGI 3 scores resolve the open question of whether GPT-5.5 achieves robust generalization. It does not, and neither does Opus 4.7. The scores from both models are below 1%. DeepSeek V4 Pro independent reproduction benchmarks are still not in the public record this week. The QN3-6-27B coding benchmark reproductions remain pending. The Opus 4.7 MRCR V2 regression, 91.9% right arrow, 59.2%, has no Anthropic patch note. New threads. Whether AISI will publish a quantitative cyber score for GPT-5.5 comparable to the Mythos numbers. Whether the OpenAI Microsoft restructuring changes OpenAI's commercial posture in ways that surface in product decisions over the next quarter. And whether research sabotage instrumentation becomes a standard part of AI safety labs' internal infrastructure. That's the week. Stay sharp.